from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Feel like we're chum in the water? I mean, what's going on here? Is panic setting in? I was talking to Crowder right before the show, and you said the hubris is gone.
All of it's gone. I got on a Miami Dolphins shirt right now.
Right. I'm drinking coffee out of a Dolphins mug. I'm just, the only thing I'm looking forward to is the Tua contract. Everything else is out of my head.
3 o'clock hour. It was ugly.
Has the McDavid been unleashed? Is that what we're watching? Because the Connor McDavid that we've seen the last two games was not that same Connor McDavid the first three games. And I don't know if it's because of something that we were doing, and I don't think anyone could really answer this, but I don't know if it was something that the Panthers were doing or Connor McDavid just kind of awoke. It's kind of like the question with Kyrie, right? And the Mavs. Did the Celtics do something to shut down Kyrie, or did Kyrie have a terrible series? Was Connor McDavid having a rough series and then all of a sudden woke up? I don't know.
I think he woke up, but it just all, they just seem faster. And we heard that. We're the defensive team, they're the offensive speed team. And all those free pucks when they're running down the ice together, the damn Oilers just walk away from us and go get the puck. And then this damn bearded guy who scores these shorthanded goals, never heard of him before in my life, never seen him. Now he's the damn MVP of the series. They look faster than us. That's what I would say, just watching it with my layman eyes.
Me too. Edmonton, to me, seems like they're a better team when either they have three or four men on the ice, which is weird, right? Because even when it's 4-on-4, you feel like, oh, well, this is an Edmonton goal coming up here. Yeah. And when you have a power play, it's like, oh, I got an Edmonton goal coming up here.
Hey, that little cross the ice pass they do with the power play, kick that out. Because the little bearded man is going to pick it off and go one-on-one with Bob.
How about that Connor McDavid dipsy doodle and then the pass on that goal that they scored? I mean, that was vintage. Like, when you talk about some of the greatest stick handling that you will ever see, that was vintage Connor McDavid. So let's do a gut check. Let's go around the room. Solana, where are your guts at? Here's the weird thing. We're still up 3-2 in a 7-game series. We need one more win. All we need is one pin, Rodney. Mm-hmm. So where are your guts, Solana, after last night?
Empty.
You're out.
It's done?
Empty. This one's coming back to Sunrise for 7, fellas. I'm sorry to tell you.
It does feel like there's going to be a game 7 in Sunrise, right? This one kind of feels like there's going to be a game 7.
Unless Sergei Bobrovsky wants to start playing hockey again. Maybe somebody can send him a video on how to play goaltender again. Because you want to talk about the McDavid being unleashed, and you're right. That fourth goal, the hands, the stick movement, the triple deeks. I don't know if he really deeked or not, but I feel like he did. It was, I've never seen that before. Like, that was superstar stuff.
Just skating around guys that look like they're almost spectators at that point.
Yeah. Hey, but that third goal that gets through Bob, it goes between his legs. I mean, like,
he was saving those. He was saving those throughout the entire postseason.
Hawk, if I had put you in the goal and I had thrown an Oreo in the exact same spot, you make that save. You know what I mean? Like, that was ridiculous.
I would gobble up that Oreo with my nether regions.
But that was the only bad one. The other one, when they had the whatever, the guys were fighting in front of the goal and Bob looked right and it went left, like, that's what they were trying to do. Like,
He makes that save 2 weeks ago. He makes that save easy. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them except for the fourth one. All of them.
If he looks left, he makes that save. He picked the wrong side of the little pileup.
Well, does feel like it's going to be coming back here for a game 7. Now, I don't know. There's still a game 6 to play. It's Friday night in Edmonton. You'll be able to hear it on this radio station, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you can't lose faith. You're still up 3-2 in a 7-game series. I mean, you know, listen, you play series. If I had told you before the series started after 5 games it was going to be 3-2, you'd sign up for that. You would.
100%.
So, it's just a different, you know, it's like when a football team, they're up 42-0, and then all of a sudden it's 42-35. But you say, before the game, if I told you late in the fourth quarter it was going to be 42-35, like, you'd sign up for that. So, yes, Edmonton looks like a different team for the last – although, I'll tell you, they're in the second period last night, even some of the third period – I felt at times like the Panthers were up 15-5. I mean, yeah. It was like they were, I mean, pressuring. It was wild to watch. Like, I kept looking at the score, having to remind myself that they're playing down. I felt like we were winning. And then after the game, when we had lost, I had to remind myself we were still up 3-2 in the series. And what am I all messed up about? There's 2 games to win 1.
Second period, they lived in the opponent's ice. And yep. That's what we're used to in the first 3 games. We talked about it through the first 3 games. But that damn speed of Edmonton, you've seen it. Because they, if everybody races, the whole both sides race, Edmonton's going to come in first 8 positions. I don't know if one of our players can beat 6 people on their team. They're so much faster.
Man, it really is almost like watching 2 different series. It's like these last 2 games and really the third period, as we were mentioning yesterday, the third period of game 3, like, something has shifted dramatically, but that doesn't mean anything. Things shift dramatically in sports all the time. So, Find your guts, Solana.
Just keep watching this Tkachuk save at the end of the game. I mean, that was gutsy by this Tkachuk.
That was one of the greatest hockey saves you'll ever see. Now, it turned right into a Connor McDavid empty net goal. But Matthew Tkachuk threw his body on the line to save an empty netter, which he did for about 4 seconds, and then McDavid scored the empty netter. But that Matthew Tkachuk, he's had a couple of good games as well.
Hey, Ekman Larson. When your guy literally sacrifices his body to keep you in the game, maybe don't take the foot off the pedal for a couple seconds there.
I mean, Ekman Larson had a big goal last night, didn't he?
He did. He did. He did. He did.
Call him out?
But watch the video. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk goes Superman to save this puck, and Ekman Larson just kind of like, I don't know what he did. He totally gave up. He gave up on the play. Eckards. He gave up on the play. That's why it's CVS now. He gave up on the play. Totally. After your guy just sacrificed his body. Win a game. What the hell's going on here?
They won 3 out of 5. What are you talking about?
And you say we would have signed up for 3-2. Not if I knew we were up 3-0 and we're going back to Edmonton after losing 2 straight. I'm having a meltdown here.
This is the kind of guy Paul Maurice hates.
Solana, 1-1. 2-2, 3-2, you feel better?
No, but it doesn't work that way. You dominated this team for 3 games.
Scoreboard.
And now you've been dominated for 2
Scoreboard.
Games.
Scoreboard.
Okay.
Guess what? The world ends today. Panthers win the Stanley Cup because they were ahead and the world ceases to exist. So, scoreboard.
Do they win it? Because it's...
I think by default you win it because you were kind of winning. Hmm.
Who's celebrating? The world ended.
Well, the world is over, but I'm just saying scoreboard. You know what I mean? But also scoreboard on the world. Mm-hmm. That's over. So you've lost that. scoreboard a couple of times. One's in your favor, one not so much.
Not so much. I don't like this.
Zach Elb is going to join us today. Clay Ferraro is going to join us today. He was at the Amerant Bank Arena last night. I watched all the local post-game shows on, like, you know, NBC6 and Local 10. They were in. Everyone thought this was going to be a celebration last night. So it became, like, they didn't. They just plowed ahead. They just had team coverage, and it was, here's a sad bar, here's a sad street, here's sad people leaving the arena. They're like, Jack, we're just plowing ahead, man. We've got reporters all over South Florida. We're plowing ahead.
They done paid 38 people already. I ain't going home. Keep that camera up.
And nobody knew what to say. They're like interviewing. Nobody knew what to say. Like, how much did you pay for your tickets? $3,000. How'd you feel at the beginning? Huh? What did I pay?
The losing locker room is terrible. The losing fans? Come on now.
Good Lord. All right, let's get headlines because Zach Elb is going to join us, Clay Ferraro, in the 3 o'clock hour. And we'll talk through it. We'll talk through it. We got another game Friday night. And we'll get them then.
Sounds good to me.
Or we'll broadcast live at the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday for Game 7.
Sounds good to me, too. That'd be fun.
Good news is we're not getting eliminated on Friday night. Period. No. End of story.
Oilers can, Solana.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if the Oilers win that game, might as well just give it to them. Just give it to them. It's done. It's done. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. 1942 and 2024.
How are you a fan?
Ye of little faith.
Goodness gracious.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford.
You know what happened in 1942, by the way?
You were born.
That was the beginning of the end of Czechoslovakia. Yeah.
He got all his research done now.
Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk was reading his son's old geography textbook from high school last night.
I called a family meeting last night. Lori, David, let's talk about Czechoslovakia. What does everyone know?
Game 6 is Friday night. You want to know when I lost my guts? Seriously, you want to know when I lost my guts? Watching Bill Zito throw that water bottle after the McDavid empty netter.
Did you see that video, Crowder?
Yes.
He was mad. Yeah. Bill Zito, according to Josh Appel. Mad Bill Zito. Mil Mito.
His pieces aren't performing like they're supposed to.
But why was he upset in that moment? Like, the game was essentially over.
Well, I mean, it was officially over there.
Like, why was he mad then? Like, get mad earlier. Light a fire.
They're the Cardiac Cats.
I tell you what, they lived up to that name yesterday. They really did. Yeah. They're down 3-0 to one of the best offensive squads, like you said, you've ever seen. They're down 3-0, and they're just chipping away. Like, hey, it ain't going to matter. Like, we'll come back and get this. And they almost did.
Because they're just very close hockey team. It's the damn Stanley Cup Finals.
Fooled by the first three games. Yes. That's what I was telling Lori today. We went to lunch, and I'm like, and she's like, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "I think this is the way the series really should have felt since game one, and we'd be thrilled to be up 3-2. But for whatever reason, we just had such a dominant first three games that this feels like the sky is falling, and it shouldn't."
Solana.
Yeah, I don't feel good. I, what do you want me to say? You want me to come on here and be like...
No, you don't have to feel good. You don't have to feel good. Well, you don't have to bail on the team.
Oh, I'm not bailing on the team.
It sounds like you're bailing.
Well, if they don't win Friday, then I might bail.
So this is going to go just get whooped at home. Game 7.
I defy them to walk in here for a Game 7 when you have a Stanley Cup on the line. Someone is taking that cup to Rainforest Cafe that night. You're telling me that it's going to be Leon Draisaitl.
I'd hit Bahama Breeze.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game six will be in Edmonton. The silver lining here is that all these reporters have to fly back up to Edmonton. That is really
these
funny.
Poor dopes. I mean, this Mike Cugno standing at some, you know, he's got to get like a flavored water, you know, that costs probably $16. He's in line for 7 minutes to get it because he won't eat anything else, you know, and it's got to sustain him till he gets to Edmonton. Oh, these poor mopes.
Hard is it for him to find cold pressed juice? Grab you some chips.
Edmonton might be the only place in the NHL that there's no direct flight to. Right? Like maybe Edmonton and Winnipeg were the only places that there's no direct flight to. And
well,
they got
from South Florida.
From South
saying.
Florida. Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's direct flights to Edmonton from other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then if there wasn't, it'd be impossible to get there. If there wasn't a direct flight from anywhere, you could never get there.
Well, obviously, we're talking about the South Florida reporters, Hawk. So I was referring to South Florida, but thank you.
That's called a parking lot if no planes land.
Literally, no one can get there. Then you got issues.
That's a big parking garage.
Somebody texts in, please keep Selena's microphone off the entire show. Let's go, Panthers.
That's hating.
You're running people hot, Selena.
That's fair. I'm just keeping it real, man. Like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good right now. I don't. Okay. I see somebody else text in. Solana, stop whining. Listen to Coach Paul Maurice. What? Like, the coach is supposed to make me feel better today? You know what would have made me feel better today? Not giving up easy goals yesterday. Not being down 3 goals 2 separate times and winning the game. That would have made me feel better. Now we've lost 2 straight.
You're a loser, Solana. Only homer for the Heat. Otherwise, you hate.
Oh, this happened to the Heat. They're gonna beat them by 30.
Oh,
in game
I mean,
six.
Listen, Tua could put up 400 yards in the first game, and he's gonna say, "We'll do that in a Super Bowl." Yeah. So that texter has something to it.
He wins a Super Bowl. He's gonna say, "We'll win two."
Right. Yeah. Anybody can win one.
But we need to hold on to Max Strus, though.
Even pretending that Tua is going to win a Super Bowl for a bit is ridiculous in my book.
You have to draw the line somewhere with the fiction.
A top 10 quarterback can't win a Super Bowl.
Do you remember how we felt, though? The Heat were in this situation last year. They went up 3-0, and then you two decided to go to the Kaseya Center for Game 4, and they lost Game 4. Then they lost Game 5 in Boston. And we came back at home for Game 6, and we're like, all right, no big deal. No big deal. This has never happened in the NBA before. And Derek White ripped our mother bleeping hearts out with that tap-in at the buzzer last year. Do you remember the feeling going up to Boston for a Game 7 after blowing a 3-0 series lead? The Heat ended up winning that game, by like 20 points, but I was out. Like, I thought it was done. There's no way they win that game. I don't want to feel that way.
We have again. Two more games, though.
I know. No, I'm just saying, I don't want to feel that way again. I don't, because I've never been so scared in my entire life, ever. And I don't want to feel that way. Win the game on Friday.
Your example is exactly what Hawk and myself are saying. Like, that can happen. You just said it can happen. And we're at home. We're not away.
But I don't want to feel that way. I'm sorry. All weekend, Saturday, Sunday, all day Monday, leading up to 8 p.m., knowing you blew a 3-0 series lead. I don't want to feel that way. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I'm very scared.
Like, alive.
When Mike Cuno's dad says he doesn't watch the games because it's rough on him. Like, what? Why would you do that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.